Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant in North Idaho. And today I'm talking to Ashley Carlson. Now, Ashley is a equine specialist working at Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch in Billings, Montana. Good morning. It's October the 18th, incidental, or not October, did I get that? It's March 18th, and good morning, Ashley. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Okay. Well, you are the equine specialist, and you've been working there about doing horses, I think it was, for about 4 years, and you've been at Yellowstone almost a year. But the topic I have is when the horse is a therapist. How important is a horse in therapy? Because I think most people look at a horse and horseback riding and rodeo riding and things like that. But it's serious therapy, and so why is the horse so important?
Horses are very awesome animals in that they can just pick up on the subtle cues that most people don't pick up on, as opposed to, say, a cow. They're very receptive to little things that a human might do to kind of...
Well, in a sense, they sort of mirror the emotions
Yeah, they kind of mirror the emotions of the client and what's going on out there. For example, it's kind of a metaphorical environment in the arena, so the client, we have a short discussion as to what they'd like to work on. Maybe it's anxiety for the day, and so we create a little course, and we focus just on the horse, and the client focuses on getting the horse maybe through an obstacle course, and so then we talk mainly about the horse, which kind of is reflective of what the client is going through in their own life.
Okay, I could see where that could be good if you help them see. They could see themselves and what they're doing, a more objective view, by watching the horse and how the horse reacts. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
And the therapist or the equine specialist could also say, well, you know, what's going on with you? The horse did thus and so. You wanted to turn left and the horse didn't want to. So what was going on with you that might have caused the horse to react like that? Would that be a very common thing?
Mainly, we don't want to put the focus on them. We want to always put it on the horse because it's more comfortable for the client. So we don't want to tell them what it is that they should be looking for. We want it to be like a self-discovery process for them. Because if we start putting the focus on the client, then we kind of lose track of what the objective is that they should be learning.
Okay, so what instructions do you give to the client or the student? I always like the term student. What instructions do you give them that you just tell them you're going to attend them to the obstacle course? I presume they have some expectations that something will happen or there's a reason for it.
Yes. If it's a student's first time out, we talk about emotional safety and physical safety first. We let them know it is your responsibility to keep yourself safe. There's no right or wrong. So just focus on keeping yourself physically safe out there. We don't necessarily like to put out, you know, don't stand behind the horse, don't, you might get kicked, because then it kind of loses that, the learning process of it. So we want them just to be aware of themselves and in proximity to the horse. And then we move on into the physical safety, the emotional safety part, which would be, you know, if you're starting to get some emotions that come up, you know, tell us you need to take some time. But we just like the student just to be really in tune with their body and their self and what's going on. So then the next part would be coming up with the mental health professional and myself would come up with just an activity. But the activity that we create, the rules aren't going to be, they're just going to be very simple. So maybe it would be, there's no touching the horse, there's no speaking during the activity. And then what the student interprets is, it's up to them. There's no right or wrong. So maybe... it's just their interpretation.
Now, well, I've been to a couple, three demonstrations over the years, and one of the things that was pointed out is there's a tendency for the horse to pick out the person. And I saw it. Several people had come up with a group of consultants, and the horses came around, and the horses picked who they wanted to relate to. Do you do some of that, or is a horse assigned? How do you work that to make sure that the horse feels comfortable with the kid?
Yes. We sometimes just tell the student to go out and spend some time with the horses and maybe choose a horse that they best relate to, one that maybe mirrors what they're going on at their present time. And then from there, once they have chosen a horse out of the group, maybe we have three or four horses out there, then we'll take that horse and say, okay, well, this is the activity that we want you to do with that horse. Maybe it's moving the horse around the arena, or maybe it's having them go over an obstacle or through a course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you mentioned the therapist and the equine therapist. I understand one thing the unique you do, or is apparently unique, is that you have the regular therapist there, the one that's been working with the child all along, and
yes,
the equine specialist. So it's a staff training as well as continuity in integrating the equine therapy in with the regular therapy. Is that the advantages?
Yes. That is unique to our program. EGALA just states that we must have one professional in there that's certified through the EGALA program. So it does give us an opportunity to kind of work with different therapists, and we get different perspectives from that. And then also the student is comfortable with working with their own therapist as opposed to going to having a therapist that's just specific to EGALA, which maybe they might not feel comfortable. So I feel like it creates a comfortable environment for just the student in general.
Okay, well, let's go back to my original question. And when the horse is the therapist, and I've heard that a few places every now and then, in what way is the horse the therapist central to the healing as opposed to the therapist or the staff or that?
Well, most therapy environments, you're looking at a traditional therapy setting of where the student comes in, sits down, talks to the therapist. And for some kids, that works great, and for others, it's just not enough. So when we involve the horse kind of, it presents some opportunities, or it paints a picture for the youth. Maybe they're a visual learner or hands-on, and it's just so much more enriching for that child when they see it instead of talking about it. And the professionals out there, the mental health professional and the equine specialist, don't necessarily have to say anything. So the student will just say, well, man, the horse did this, and you know, that's what I'm going through right now. So it's just much more powerful to have an animal out there and just painting that picture in the arena.
I presume it would also be helpful to the therapist is that it could give them some insight as to what's going on with the kid to help with later therapy.
Correct, yes. It kind of opens some doors, and it's a building. Every session, it's a building session. So we start with our foundation and just build upward. So it's just a really neat program.
Okay. Well, we've about ran out of time. But could you, if somebody wanted to know more about Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch or about the equine therapy program there, could you give them some contact information, phone number, website, email, anything like that, if somebody had some questions of you or of the program?
Yes, they can. Probably the easiest way would be to shoot us an email from our website. It's www.ybgr.org.
Okay.
And then there's a push button just to contact us, and we'd be more than happy to respond to that.
Okay, very good. Well, this is Lon Woodbury of the Woodbury Report, and I've been talking with Ashley Carlson from Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch in outside of Billings, Montana, and the equine therapy program, and talking about when the horse is the therapist. Well, thank you very much, Ashley. Good to have you here. Good to meet you on the phone.
Thank you, Lon. It was good to meet you as well.
Okay, well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and my website is www.strugglingteens.com.